and Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. All right, so lots to talk about as always, including today is another money bomb day for the Ron Paul campaign, and it's not going as well. Get into that here in a little bit, but first let's go to the phones and talk to Ziggy across the pond on the amp line. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. I want to tell you about two things which have happened directly due to me being on Free Talk Live.
Okay, and what would those be?
Right, first of all, today I had a message from another libertarian liberal Democrat, and he had heard me on your show. I thought it was very weird, the fact that someone in Britain of the same political party as me.
I don't know. Maybe it's not that weird, because, I mean, how much liberty-oriented radio programming do you have over there to listen to in the UK?
None.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, there's not...
They have to listen to us.
There's not a lot here in America either, so therefore there are only so many choices, and, well, it's I guess the odds are actually pretty decent.
Well, yeah, it's good to hear from someone, and so I've got to say thanks to you, basically, for allowing me to be on your show.
Well, that's not a problem. You're the one paying the long-distance fee, Ziggy.
You'd be surprised how cheap it is. It's only 4 cents, equivalent to about 4 cents a minute.
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
No. The other thing is, I have to be careful what I say here, but you remember I mentioned someone last week who I had said it wasn't wise for them to go and live in Panama?
I'm not recalling.
I remember the conversation, but, I mean, I can't remember the specifics of it.
Yeah, well, he's now threatening to sue me.
What was it about?
It was the gentleman who he had said, and you didn't name anyone, so therefore...
I didn't name anyone, and I said that basically, you know, someone I know who thinks they're a libertarian, but I don't really think they are, he has mental health problems, wants to leave the country and go and live in Panama for tax reasons.
Okay.
And he was getting annoyed at me because I wouldn't, you know, sit there and applaud him, you know, doing it. I said, well, it's your right. If you want to go and do it, fine. You know, I'm not stopping you. You know, but because I wasn't sitting there going, yes, go on, go on, go on, you know, he was getting quite, you know, pissy with me. And so, basically, he's now... He felt that that I've somehow slandered him, and I went,
sounds crazy.
Well, yeah, that's it's just hilarious because he's got no case, and everything I've said here and last week was said, and he's already posted on his website.
Yeah, well, he was anonymous anyway. We
including the mental health issues.
Yeah, he's very open. You know, I can actually say this. He's open. He brags. In fact, this probably just shows how pathetic he is. He brags about being a paranoid schizophrenic.
It's pretty awkward.
Well, you know, fine. You know, if that's what you want to brag about, sure. But I think there are better things to brag about. If you know what I mean.
So, was this a friend of yours?
Was a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say not anymore.
No. But I'm just saying that happened directly because, you know, of what I said on air.
So he happened to be listening to the show too. Is that what you're saying?
No, but he picks up your podcast. He has a link to you from his site. He must have listened to the podcast. Mm. Oh, and one quick thing. Remember I mentioned that the government was trying to ban paying for sex?
Yes.
They've dropped those proposals.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, because they basically can't police it. Anyway, it's good to hear from you guys.
Right on, Ziggy. Thanks for the update, and glad to hear a little bit of good news coming out of the UK. It seems like they're increasing their police state and totalitarianism at a little bit of a faster clip than the U.S. government is, so nice to hear a little bit of good news. 800-259-9231. So, the Ron Paul money bomb today, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the reason is that it's just not doing so hot?
Well,
I'm looking at it here. I mean, all things considered, he's still doing pretty well. They've raised over $1.3 million in less than 20 hours, and there's still at least four more hours to go here, five more hours.
And I'd say he's probably got more money in the bank than any other Republican campaign at this point.
Right.
But largely because of the last money bombs that took place before the first primary.
True. There was $4 million, and then there was $6 million.
You know, some people are somewhat disillusioned. I can say that.
That's what it is. Is it burnout? Is it people burning out and saying, "Man, screw this"?
They wanted to see better results. They're not seeing the results they wanted to see.
Nevada wasn't good enough for them.
Nevada was great. It was fantastic. But when you know they want to see Ron Paul president. They don't want to see him do well in the primary or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, 4% in South Carolina, not much of a showing. I don't recall Michigan being much of a showing either. You know,
he beat Giuliani in South Carolina.
Yeah, well, you know, so you beat the fifth loser. You know, people want Ron Paul to be president.
Yeah.
That's what they want, and that's what they were donating. A lot of them were donating their money for.
Right.
I
think people, a lot of people, had some really high expectations going into this.
I mean. Yeah, I talked to one guy this weekend that was like, you know, the campaign's been run like crap. One of the biggest issues on the docket right now is health care. He's a doctor, and he continues to talk about the Federal Reserve. Now, personally, the Federal Reserve's my issue. That's what I want to hear about. When I hear him talk about the Federal Reserve, it's a big, big deal to me.
Well, you're never going to have everybody agree on what the top three issues should be. That's never going to happen.
But the American people do. I mean, there is a set of issues right now that's very important. You know, our relations with Panama, not that big of a deal on the docket. It, you know, in years past, it's been a bigger deal. This year, not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you continue to get up on the pulpit and pound our issues with Panama, or, you know, our relationship with Panama, it's not going to do so well.
1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll free line. Of course, we've also heard that some people are disappointed with the way the campaign has been spending the money.
There's been a lot of radio ads, and I talked to somebody whose opinion counts, as far as I'm concerned, who says that radio ads, you try to convert people that are out there that are sort of on your side, and TV ads you use to make people realize that your campaign's for real. Which one of those is more important right now? I think that people need to think that the Ron Paul campaign's real. Fox News has done a reasonably good job of sweeping us off the map. And I think people that could possibly vote for Ron Paul don't think the campaign's legitimate enough and don't.
So anyway, if you want to chime in here, if you're someone who has contributed on a past Money Bomb day and has decided for some reason to not contribute today, today being the free at last, it's Martin Luther King's birthday, celebration at least, what the holiday is today, and so the Ron Paul activists have chosen this day because Ron Paul has actually come out several times and praised Martin Luther King as one of his heroes, one of his inspirations.
Great man.
Ron Paul has come out and made it very clear that he's in favor of civil disobedience. It's not his track. It's not what he's chosen to do, but he really looks up to people like Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and others who have engaged in civil disobedience over time.
You've donated in the past on Money Bombs. Did you not donate today?
I was actually going to hang out and wait till later tonight. I was going to do it later.
See, I don't think that... I think most people out there, if they're anything like me, they're just not motivated to donate today. I just don't have the motivation to do it.
So you aren't going to do it then?
I wasn't going to. I hadn't even considered it.
So do you think this one wasn't as publicized as well? This particular money bomb, is that a factor maybe?
We hadn't heard
a lot about it.
I knew that it was going on, but I just didn't care.
The first one, I knew it was going on as well, but I wasn't reminded about it until today. I didn't come across it until today. It didn't seem to have the buzz surrounding it that the rest of them did.
Well, with the other money bombs, there was the promise of media attention for the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was a big day. The media will pay attention, and they did.
Right.
The second one was the biggest fundraising day of
and
the year.
And they didn't pay as much attention.
And
the
they didn't pay
time.
Nearly as much. And
that might be a factor, too. Anyway, just trying to figure that out. 800-259-9231. Coming up, the French. We've talked about their insane socialist policies before. It's getting even weirder. This is Free Talk Live.
Really fun.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, and they include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go, click, and download. There's no logging in, there's no membership fee, there's no jumping through hoops. You just get them free at freetalklive.com. Does your company have, rather, do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now, the last time we talked about the French, the employment situation over there, it was pretty bad. As I recall, there were people that were rioting in the streets over some sort of benefits package. I don't remember the exact story.
It was because young people coming into the marketplace. Essentially, they couldn't be fired, so employers...
Oh, there was a span of time, right, where they couldn't be fired?
From the day that you hired somebody, you basically can't fire them in France. I'm sure there's some reasons or another they can be fired, but very few. It's difficult to fire somebody in France.
So that's right, and they wanted to loosen those restrictions.
Yeah, proposed that there was a probationary period upon being hired, and people were rioting in the streets and stuff.
Right, these young people, essentially college-age kids that had been raised to believe that they had a right to a job and, you know, right to a paycheck and this socialist economy over there in France.
It's funny. They made it so that the employers, you know, couldn't fire employees, so the employers just stopped hiring. Productivity was squashed. They were trying to figure out some way to raise productivity. And when they did, the Socialist Workers Brigade takes to the streets and starts flipping over cars and throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of environment is that?
Well, the madness continues here. The Associated Press reporting that Mariam, a 28-year-old employee at a retail chain in France, went to great lengths to get fired. She knew she wouldn't be eligible for unemployment payments if she simply quit. Mariam asked her company to flat-out fire her, but she was turned down, probably because of the laws we're talking about, where it's very difficult to... companies don't want to fire you.
Well, unemployment's the same way in the United States as it is in Europe, and I would imagine it's even worse in Europe. The company is responsible for paying a certain amount to the employee to... if they're fired, they're for a certain period of time or whatever. Here in the United States, I think it's 6 months. It might be three. I think it was three at one point, and they were talking about 6 months. Unemployment insurance would pay you up to $1,400 per month, and the employer, I believe, has to pay half of that.
Wow.
So they pay out half to the employee for nothing.
Right. So you're a bad employee, you get a bonus, basically, when you get fired.
Well, you certainly get a severance pay of some sort.
Then she simply just stopped showing up for work. Her wish was granted at last, and she was fired. Went on the dole and found a new job 6 months later. Soon, such convoluted yet surprisingly common schemes may be a thing of the past. An unusual new proposal prompted by President Nicolas Sarkozy's push for a more flexible labor market would allow employees to get unemployment payments even if they quit. Business leaders and government officials brush off questions about whether this could encourage more people to go on government handouts. They insist that a variety of new reforms will work in harmony to create jobs and cut joblessness in a labor market tainted by deception and inertia. Lawyers and observers...
What is this deception and inertia they're talking about?
I'm not sure.
The labor market is tainted with deception and inertia. Lawyers, what does that mean?
Lawyers and observers of France's business world say people often ask their bosses to fire them instead of quitting their unsatisfying jobs because they're afraid of losing the safety net of unemployment payments and terrified of not finding another job soon.
As far as I'm concerned, if this person wants to be unemployed so badly, well, get out of here. But, the employer shouldn't be responsible for giving some bad employee severance package.
Well, they are in France. The unemployment rate...
And in the United States, by the way.
...stands at 8.3%. The average length of unemployment is more than 9 months. Schemes like Mariam's are a symptom...
That's because they make it so damn difficult to fire somebody that nobody wants to hire them, so therefore these people that do manage to go without a job are not getting hired.
Schemes like Mariam's are a symptom of how those fears have made workers risk-averse and of just how much France's rigid labor market needs to change. Mariam asked to be identified by her middle name only because she lied to her new employer about how she left her last job. This is one of the reasons why businesses are so careful in France to hire. They really have to cover their butt when they're hiring somebody new because they don't want to come across some scumbag like Mariam. You don't want to come across a shiftless loser, and I imagine there's plenty of them in France.
Well,
because the system encourages it.
Right. If the system encourages it, people are going to be incentivized to be shiftless losers, and therefore you're going to have more shiftless losers. If the system incentivizes people to be responsible for themselves, you're going to have more people at least acting responsibly if they're not actually being responsible.
The new proposal is at the heart of a plan hammered out over 4 months of negotiations between labor unions and business leaders at the urging of Sarkozy.
Right. Business leaders, we will step in and we will make more of these concessions if you do not deal with these labor unions.
It's inspired by Denmark's so-called successful model of flexicurity, liberal firing and hiring laws, coupled with generous protections for workers that they claim have helped bring the country's unemployment rate to 2.8%.
Well, it might be better than what they have if they're making it so that businesses can have an easier time firing people, but they have to pay money for the people they fire. Sometimes it's worth it, Ian. Sometimes it's worth cutting a check to somebody every month for six months, 9 months.
What they're talking about is making it not easier to fire someone, but making it easier for an employee to quit and get unemployment. Because right now, if you quit your job, you don't get unemployment, but if you get fired, you do. So technically, that might be an improvement in that the employee doesn't have to go and set things on fire or do awful things to your business to make you want to fire them in order to fire them and get them the unemployment. That way, the employee can just quit. But, of course, it also means the employees can just get a job and then quit, and they get unemployment. I mean, I don't know how long they have to keep the job to get unemployment. I don't imagine it's long.
I imagine there's just some kind of welfare they can apply for anyway.
To counteract the new protections for workers in France, companies will get more flexibility, such as longer trial periods for new hires. Okay, there you go. So there's a trial period there where the employee has to act good for a little while, and then he can start acting out after that's over. The government says the plan is a step on the way to simplifying the labor laws. What remains to be seen is whether France will strike the right balance between security and flexibility, as though there's some midpoint of all these laws and regulations that the
right.
sweet spot.
But you have to fine-tune just for, you know, the way things are today in the world. You know, we politicians were working hard, feverishly, to find that perfect balance between socialism and capitalism.
Well, actually, Hillary Clinton was talking about this
today. Absolutely. They say things just like this, and it appeals to people.
Right.
Because people are told everything in moderation. It's a cliche. Yeah, it's a cliche. It's sort of a proverb almost. People go by this and they say everything in moderation. That sounds good. So let's have socialism in moderation. No, that's like having cancer in moderation. Everything in moderation isn't good. I'm sorry. Having disease in moderation, not good. And that's what socialism is, a disease of the marketplace.
800-259-9231. We need to let employees and employers hammer out their own contracts and their own agreements on their own without the heavy hand of mommy government stepping in the way. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy four cans of System 48 Plus and get the fifth absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Lots of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Have a brand new Shriner up today. As a matter of fact, Carissa is on the site. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com.
I saw that picture. As a matter of fact, it looks like Carissa might get caught in the crossfire of those two dogs. They were eyeing each other. They look dangerous.
I don't think they look dangerous at all.
They certainly look intent on each other. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar's offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. libertydollar.org.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Al in Vegas is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live. Al, hello there.
I want to mention something. It would be a good photo op for Ron Paul if he got to California.
Okay.
Up in Santa Rosa, California. I understand there's a auto. It's called the Lotus Zap X. And
okay.
It's a new technological breakthrough on the electric car. From what I understand about it, 355-mile range for about a penny a mile. That's right. That's less than, what, $4 of electricity.
Wow. Now, is this a Tesla car or is this a different company?
It's Lotus.
This is called a Zap X.
Okay, Lotus is the brand?
Right.
Body by Lotus. The design, you know, and I guess, you know, because if his photo op and his vice president, who's ever running, was test driving this, I think that would be a good photo op.
Yeah, I think so. It'd certainly do a good job at reaching out to the more environmentalist side.
Yeah. Also, they say top speed's 155 miles per hour.
That's pretty fast.
And
we're across
the lane. And the way gas, the foreign countries take gas and fund terrorism, and there's a lot of the war over gas.
What is the,
down on
say,
some of the oil
price
and gas
point?
Used.
Al, what's the price point on this car?
I think it's $25,000.
No way. No, you're kidding me. Wait,
no,
a minute, where'd you hear
you.
This?
A brand new car, 355 miles, zero to...
Where are you getting the info from, Al?
Hour point. No, I'm not kidding you.
No, where are you getting the info from?
I got it off the library and the computer. I do not own a computer.
Okay, it's called the Lotus what?
Zap?
Zap.
Z-A-P? 501 4th Street.
Okay. I'll take a look at it, but I'm shocked. I'm shocked at the cost. I imagine it's probably higher than you think. It's probably more like $250,000.
I will give you a phone number for them.
Oh, well, that's okay. I've got the internet, and it's not a problem to find these things. And thank you for the heads up today. Appreciate it, Al. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. I understand he's excited. The electric cars are apparently starting to crank up the production. I was under the impression there was only one company that was out there really doing this professionally, seriously, and that was Tesla Motors. But now he's saying that Lotus is jumping in the game, and it is saying here, FixingThePlanet.com says ZapX Lotus, pure
beautiful.
Electric, due in 2008. We'll poke around, see if we can find a price.
It'll certainly give Lotus, if they do make such a vehicle, and with anywhere near the price point he's talking about, it'll put them in the game, because essentially they've designed really high-end sports cars, Lamborghini-level sports cars up to this point. And, you know, there's no reason that we can't have another American car company.
No, certainly not. And the Tesla Motors car was, I think, priced at around $100,000 or $150,000. For, once again, a full electric car. So, I mean, this is great news. Odds are it's going to be in that same price range, but now that we've seen a second company enter the all-electric game, we're going to see more jumping in. Because I think if an all-electric car was available on the marketplace and it had decent range, like Al was talking about, I think most people would go for that over
a hybrid.
At least
some people would,
yeah.
And that's all that you really need. You don't need most people to buy your car. You just need a few people to buy your car.
Because if you're not driving across the country, then a car like that's perfect. If you've just got a commute, you're set. So we'll take a look into that. And if you know more, you can clue us in. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. It is, let us go to Greg in New Hampshire. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Greg, hello.
Yeah, guys, I wanted to talk about the failed Ron Paul money bomb today.
Okay.
Now,
so
failed
means $1.4 million.
Right. You know,
right.
It's qualified failure. It's not as big as it has
been.
It's
still their third largest fundraising day in the entire campaign's history, but it did not eclipse the first or second money bomb.
And a bigger day than most of the campaigns, Republican and otherwise, have had.
Right. I just wanted to put some perspective on that for someone who wasn't following the campaign so closely. That's not a dismal failure. It's just it wasn't doing exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about why it wasn't doing so well. A couple things is, one, they were only asking for people to donate $10 this time instead of $100.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was because the goal was not to raise huge amounts of money. It was to get as many new donors, because that seems to be more of a media fixation than raw numbers.
I knew so little about this, I didn't even know that. So
and
I
that
think
was the other
was
thing.
Also not promoted
it wasn't
very
much
well.
Talk.
Right.
There wasn't much talk about it. But I do have an idea for the next money bomb. Because I know, Mark, you have that deal going on. How far off are we?
It can't be very far.
The Mark taking off his shirt?
Right. I've never kept track of it. There's listeners that have been doing that.
Weren't they sending you receipts at one point? Shouldn't you have those receipts?
I probably could put it together, but it was, like I'd said, it was never my thing.
Okay.
So I'd never taken responsibility for it.
So who was in charge?
Bradley.
Oh, okay. Brad Jardis from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I'll be seeing him tomorrow, by the way.
All right, I'll ask him on the forums then. But I'm thinking next Money Bomb, if you start showing how much money you need and then start really promoting on the show, I think next Money Bomb might do a little bit extra.
I can't imagine that it's going to have any effect at all, and we're very close, but okay.
Do some sit-ups, Mark. Get ready.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I've got the skinny on the Zap X. This, according to FixingThePlanet.com, found this through Google. He was close. Al was close on the 25,000. It's 25,000 down. 60 is going to be the delivered price. Now, so that's talking, much better than the Tesla.
And you're talking about a sports car at with 155,000. I guess it's an SUV crossover.
Yeah, they're calling this an SUV.
But 155 miles per hour top end. That's pretty quick little car.
Hell yeah!
Anything that Lotus does is going to look beautiful. So,
wow. It says here that Costco and Walmart already have outlets available for you to plug in.
Huh.
That's pretty crazy. Who knows how fast these are going to come along, Mark? Very cool. It says it costs about $1 to refuel the Zebra. I'm not sure what the Zebra is. It may be another one of their cars. Maybe they've got more than one.
Lotus has several cars.
Yeah, but I'm talking about electric.
I see.
$3.50 is what it's going to cost to refuel the ZAPEX.
Wow. And then you go 300 miles plus on
that? Yeah, I believe that 350-mile range. It's an all-aluminum frame. We partner with Lotus Engineering to introduce an entire line of green but very advanced vehicles. One is an electric SUV called the ZAPEX in the 60,000 range. Its all-aluminum frame allows us to add additional batteries that give it a 350-mile range, a penny-per-mile operational cost, 155-mile-per-hour capability, touchscreen controls, and all biometric entry and ignition.
If these sell
for $60,000,
you hear all those added specs. If these sell, then somebody's going to come out with this, but without the
consumer version.
Yeah, $60,000 is darn close to a consumer level car
for an SUV. 60's, yeah, that's competitive.
I don't know what the I'm not in the market for high end SUVs, but I would imagine that the Lincoln and the Cadillac are selling at that level.
Wow, this is pretty cool. It says here in the early stages, people will just plug in at work, restaurants, and their homes. Costco and Walmart already have outlets available. The infrastructure will change, so you'll put a few quarters in a station and start refueling. It says that the Zebra, this is some other vehicle they don't mention here, it must be well known to the environmentalist, Chris, takes 4 hours to recharge, but the ZAPEX comes standard with a new fast-charging lithium battery. Plug it in, and 10 minutes later, you're on your way. That's advanced, man. I'm shocked it's this good already. Pretty exciting.
Marketplace can fix these problems.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
In this corner, the vicious digestive overload featuring bloating, gas, and constipation. And in this corner, the popular formula for better bathroom habits, Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse.
and the fight is underway. I have to say, Pat, Digestive Overload looks much bigger than usual in tonight's match.
It makes sense. Toxic matter builds up in our bodies from the food we eat. No wonder we get so sick and tired.
Oh! Did you see that? Aloe Cleanse knocks Digestive Overload out.
Well, Aloe Cleanse is natural. It flushes the entire system smoothly. Digestive Overload didn't have a chance.
The winner by a knockout, Aloe Cleanse.
Don't lose the fight against Digestive Overload. Cleanse the body to remove the buildup of toxins. Try Dr. Ritter's Aloe Cleanse risk-free and get a free gift with every order. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. You'll look trimmer, feel better, and have more energy. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The simple CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those. They include, by the way, the wiki, the updates, the live streams, everything you'll find there. We give it to you. Now, if you like it, then maybe you want to voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get involved with the program. It'll cost you about $3 a month, and or go higher than that if you want to. Some of our listeners have decided to do. But $3 is all we ask you for. And we give you a few perks in return for that $3. We give you access to the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room, and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. But the money actually goes not to paychecks, not to bonuses or anything like that, but it actually goes right back and gets reinvested into the show to help get us on more radio stations. In fact, we're going to be getting on two more stations coming up here within the next 2 weeks. So looking forward to announcing those. And they're both FM talk stations, which is also extra exciting because the fact is younger listeners are on the FM band. More female listeners are on the FM band, so it's great to expand the listenership of the show to get on more FM stations. And all this is being made possible by our over 400 Free Talk Live amplifiers. So we'd love for you to join their ranks. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I've been doing a little bit more poking around here, Mark. I went to...
You're excited about this.
This is cool. I like this. There's more than that, though. Did you go to their main website?
The ZapX website or the Lotus website?
The Lotus Zap website. It's ZapWorld.
I haven't seen the Lotus.
Their main website is ZapWorld.com. And I barely had a chance to scratch the surface on this, but they do have affordable electric cars. They have, it's ugly.
I guess I've seen them.
It's very ugly.
Oh, the
but
Zebra?
Yeah, it's affordable. The Zebra, spelled with an X, X-E-B-R-A, electric sedan. You put $500 down to reserve it, and the MSRP is only $11,200. Now, the specs aren't quite as good. It's only 25 miles you can drive per charge.
25 miles you can drive per charge? Okay, so
up to 40
car.
Miles per day with with opportunity charging. So, you know, it's a smaller vehicle. It's not as serious of a car, but it looks like it's still got the same functionality.
Well, you know, the kind of car that I don't drive more than 25 miles a day.
Right.
Generally, I just keep it in town here in Keene, New Hampshire. So, you know, that would be a fine vehicle for me.
The other thing I noticed about the X, what was it called? The X?
ZapX.
Noticed that they have four engines in the wheels.
It's interesting.
So it's all-wheel drive,
There's no central engine in the vehicle
perfect
anymore.
Perfect for New England.
That would be pretty good for New England, as a matter of fact. Talk about good weight distribution and efficiency.
And real all-wheel drive as opposed to four-wheel drive, because four-wheel drive is really just two-wheel drive.
Yeah.
You know, two of the wheels are turn at any given time. So real all-wheel drive will get you through just about anything.
It's not like I don't claim to be an automotive expert or anything, but these are pretty interesting vehicles. I'll keep poking around here as we continue the show.
I think you should get one of those little zappy stand-up scooter things.
Oh, what do they have? Like, what is it? I'm not seeing that.
It's on the main page.
Okay, I'll look around later. Let's go to the phones. Talk to JC in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JC.
Libertations, gentlemen.
Hey, what's
libertations.
Happening?
That's a new
salutations
one.
Salutations.
It's salutations of liberty.
Very good, sir. What's on your mind?
I want to tell you what I did before the last big Ron Paul money bomb, but it's nothing compared to what others like yourselves and others who have sacrificed a lot more did. I
don't like the word sacrifice. You know, I like the word investment. I have not sacrificed anything. I've put money in the investment phase of expanding liberty and helping people understand what freedom is. But go ahead.
Sure, sure. I was at a rally in Salt Lake back in September, and I wanted Ron Paul to sign something, so I pulled a $1 bill out of my pocket, and I asked him to invalidate it for me. Instead of doing that, he actually kindly made up all the inflation that the U.S. dollar has lost since 1913, because I turned around, put it on eBay, and I sold that $1 bill for $127.50 plus $10 shipping.
If you could just get him to sign all of your dollars, then you'd be in pretty good shape.
I know. You know, too bad the guy's too busy. But I use that money to invest in the last Ron Paul money bomb. But I also, Ian,
that's pretty cool.
Speaking about the word sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, I don't agree with the word sacrifice as in the market of liberty because, for example, take my great-great-great-great-grandfather, John Harrington. He was one of the first seven to die on the field in Concord when the Redcoats came that day defending the armory. And he made a sacrifice. He didn't necessarily do it against his will. You know, he voluntarily, without coercion, put his life on the line and lost it. He was shot, and he crawled to 2 miles on his belly to the doorstep where he died on his wife's feet. And you know, George Washington and all our founding fathers, they put their names on the Declaration of Independence, placing their lives and their reputations on the line, fighting the greatest empire in the world. And that goes to the political burnout some of us may be feeling. You know, we don't do any of this because it's likely, but we do it because of principle, and we voluntarily put our lives on the line, if not our lives, then our dollars, or our reputations or our safety. Safety at the hands of the police state. I do think it is a sacrifice. Or a gamble, but, you know, I think sacrifice is voluntary, and it can be in our interest, because liberty is in our interest, and so many have sacrificed themselves for liberty. And I just wanted to throw that out. You can chew on it. But
I see where you're coming from, and I can empathize with your position. I think that what they were talking about, you're referencing The Market for Liberty. It's an audio book.
Yeah.
It's also a regular book, but I've turned it into an audio book, and we're giving it away at book.freekeen.com for anyone that hasn't had a chance to go and download it. It's now actually, I should mention, it's now available in actual audio book format. One of our listeners, What's the Frequency Kenneth is what his name is on the BBS, he took the time to take the MP3 files that I originally created and somehow compile them into a special audio book format,
mm-hmm.
and apparently this is like bookmarkable, so where if you stop playing it, it remembers where you left off. I'm not sure what all the perks are of this, but many people told me that this is a better format, so you should put this online, and so I have done that. You can get those at book.freekeen.com. But what they talk about in the book is how that the government education system holds up sacrifice as though it is a virtue, and what they point out is that when you sacrifice something, you aren't getting value in return. When two people sacrifice, neither of those two participants, neither of those two people is receiving any value for their sacrifice. I mean, that is the definition of a sacrifice, is to give up value in return for nothing. And so I don't know if the things that you're describing are necessarily sacrifice, simply because
you gain something, you purchase something when you sacrifice. You purchase peace of mind. You purchase satisfaction knowing that you're doing the right thing. I mean, there are some transactions that take place between free individuals that don't necessarily have tangible value.
They were talking about sacrifice, they were specifically talking about when you do not gain. When you you expect to lose and lose, you do. So I think I think sacrifice can have a wider definition than what the Tannehills explained in their book, and I think you pointed out a few instances of that. I would prefer to call that risk, or I would prefer to call that an investment more than anything else, or risk, something like that.
Right. That's a good point. And on that note, though, just Mark.
Yes.
Donate to Ron Paul tonight.
Okay. Hey, it's just $10. I didn't know it was $10. I thought it was $100. I was going to give him $100. I might do it anyway. Anyway, thanks
right.
for the call.
Take care, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm unwilling to donate to the Ron Paul campaign. I am. It really the, you know, we were talking about why some people haven't, and I was expressing how I felt right now.
800-259-9231, the ZapX, ZapWorld.com, these electric cars we've been talking about for the last half hour. They also have the Zap Alias. It looks more like a sports car, and it apparently has two in-wheel motors. So the two wheels up front have motors in them. There's apparently one wheel in the back. A lot of these vehicles are three-wheeled vehicles.
Yeah, the Zap Zebra, which is a three-wheeled vehicle. This looks like a little... commuter car, I guess.
Right, it looks like one of those little Euro cars, basically.
Yeah.
This one is definitely
top speed of 40 miles an hour.
This one's definitely sexier, definitely sportier.
It's amazing.
0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds.
That's fast.
The maximum speed, 156 miles per hour. It can go 100 miles on a charge, apparently.
What's the price tag?
Price tag's MSRP, $30,000.
It's beautiful. I'll
5,000 down.
I'll buy it.
1-800-259-9231. I'm shocked at how affordable these have become and how fast. The market is truly an amazing force. Hour 2 is coming up.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the Nutra Medical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Let's